This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
All right, we are about ready to talk about a little slice of heaven, and Omi Gardens, the RLS Summer Concert Series, is just about ready to start. And joining us in studio, we have Robert Sandage and Lori Mooney from Country Companies, one of the great sponsors of this. And we're about ready to go, and welcome to you both. Thanks for joining us on the agenda today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, are you getting any sleep these days, Robert? A lot of work to put this series together each year.
That's pretty funny because I just told her I got about 10 minutes of REM right before I came in. So I get those little cat naps. Woke up this morning at 2 o'clock, brains, you know, firing. And so I don't get back to sleep until maybe sometime this afternoon. I'll take another little nap. And then it's just the nature of the business for the next really 8 weeks. So,
well, the first show is coming up on Thursday, June 27th with an Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band. But I'm kind of curious, when do you begin the process to line up the great acts that come each year? Didn't start a couple of weeks ago, I'm sure.
No, 2 weeks after we finished the shows. So we're already talking to talent now for 2020, and I'll have contracts signed by the end of August. So, and then we start negotiating television and, you know, as you know, radio and all the negotiations with potential sponsors that might want to come on board, and signing those sponsors up that want to continue on. And it's just a kind of an ongoing,
you know, you're like Apple Blossom. It's pretty much like a year-round process. We'll get a lot more into some of the details, including the lineup and what it takes to put this together. To date, $48,000 has been donated to Wenatchee Valley College Foundation. Easy for me to say. And that's why I'm sure the many great sponsors get behind this project. Lori Mooney here from Country Companies. I suppose that's the silly question we asked before we got going. Why do you get involved with this, Lori?
Well, it is true. We do want to be a big part of the community. Country Financial, I'll correct you on the name.
Oh, sorry
about that. They changed the name a few years back. But Country Financial, we always do participate in a lot of different events around Wenatchee. This event, when Robert came and talked to me about it, I thought, well, sure, I'd like to get on board. And it is a pretty neat deal with the college, with the Wenatchee Valley Community Foundation, College Foundation. So, and then as far as Country Financial being involved, we are just wanting to also give back to the community in another way as well. So just by being there, and then also hopefully giving away tickets for the event.
Well, let's maybe take just a quick moment and find out a little bit more about Country Financial. I know that you guys are in the financial world. You are regulated, so I don't want to get you in trouble about what you can or can't talk about. But tell me a little bit about what Country Financial Services are.
Well, Country Financial started in 1925. And so the first business that we did back then was farms, hence the name Country, I think. But we also do farms. We do homes. We do autos. We do life insurance, disability, long-term care insurance. We're actually one of about five companies, I do believe, doing long-term care insurance, which is an amazing product. But so we really try to take care of everybody in all walks of life. And so when a married couple gets started, of course, they might need tenant insurance. Of course, they're going to need auto insurance. So we try to explain. I like to educate people on their insurance because a lot of people don't even know what the different parts are. So I do break it down for them. So definitely we start there with a young couple, and then we grow with them as they're buying their homes.
Well, thank you for getting behind this great summer concert series and helping make it possible. I'm looking at the website, Robert, and you couldn't do it without these great sponsors and supporters. We're glad just to help put the word out, but You got some great companies around our community supporting this year in and year out. This is the fifth summer, isn't it?
Sixth summer.
Okay, yeah. I'm a year behind here.
Yeah, we started. We donated our services about the first 3 years when Omi Gardens was trying to run a series themselves, and when they just did not have the wherewithal to produce and actually make a go of it. I approached the commissioners and also the director at that time and said, you know, Rio and I would like to do something, but we'd have to own it to be able to drop that kind of capital into it for us financially. And so they agreed that they were, you know, they were all up for it, and because of what we agreed to do as far as actually marketing the valley. We have three objectives for the series. One is to market the valley and Omi Gardens for midweek tourism. The second is we're actually developing the series into a regional brand, which actually, again, helps support tourism, putting heads in beds. And now that we have our own television show that's being aired thanks to Brendan and Dimitri at Localtel and NCW Life, that's also helped, you know, bring on the series as far as regionally. And the last, of course, is giving the 25 of the net proceeds to the Wenatchee Valley College Foundation for building the endowment, which we are pretty sure going to endow this year at 43,000. And then also giving out annual scholarships with the help of additional sponsors like Horan Estates also will give us direct money to go directly towards these annual scholarships. And so besides that 43, we've also given out an additional 14,000 in annual scholarships.
Well, good for you. Thanks for doing that. And
like you said, we can't do it without sponsors.
Yeah.
And the support of the public has just kind of really gotten behind this. And because it's such a limited seating, it's very intimate. We can only put in about 3 to 3:30 up there, and we don't want to oversell it. So it needs to be comfortable. It's supposed to be an experience.
If you've not had a chance, there are another media, but I think it's well worth a chance if you can see one of the videos maybe online. But there are, I can't imagine a more picturesque, literally heaven-like setting for the stage, the backdrop, and that venue up there at Omi Gardens where the stage is now situated for each of these performances. It's breathtaking.
Yes, it is. So when we came on the site, when I was helping with the gardens initially, I just walked onto the site and I immediately got this, I call it a vision, of what I thought the stage should be like. And it's like an infinity pool. You know how you walk onto some places and you see this pool going off into nothing, and there's just this whole backdrop behind it, a panoramic view. So what we did is we engineered and built this stage as an infinity stage. It's hanging off the edge of this steep slope and just, you know, completely bolted into the hillside, so that when people are sitting down, they're looking out over the top of you know, eye level of the stage, and with the band appearing to just be hanging out there in the clouds, so to speak, and with the whole Wenatchee Valley behind it, it's just incredible.
It's the only thing I can think that's sort of similar is the stage at the Gorge Amphitheater.
Yeah.
is done in the same fashion. Only ours is like a lush Garden of Eden,
yeah.
instead of a dry, arid setting. But what do the artists tell you that maybe come for their first performance and take a look at the backdrop there? What do they tell you?
It's breathtaking for them. First of all, they walk on the stage and they go to the edge of the stage and they say, "Is this thing going to fall?" Because it's literally hanging over the edge of this really steep slope. And I said, yeah, it's all engineered, and we have earthquake seismic bolts that are holding everything in place, and, you know, it's pretty cool. But, yeah, they just want to come back every year, and that makes it tough to actually, you know, say, no, I can't bring you back again. I need to give you a little break and start, you know, bring another talent and stuff like that. But they're always stoked to come back.
Well, we're going to talk about the lineup here in just a few minutes and how you can get tickets and all of that. But first off, this whole concert series is really making a difference in the lives of students attending Wenatchee Valley College, Robert?
Yes, it is. We're actually giving scholarships out right now to mostly the digital graphics and just regular graphics design departments, as well as the network administration course that they have there. It's a 2-year program that they take, and this, you know, they get $1,000, and it's not, you know, chump change for them to get that kind of money. I remember when I was going to college, and I don't remember getting $1,000, so it would have been pretty nice.
Yeah.
Again, that's possible because of the people that are coming and you know, buying the ticket and actually sitting in those seats and or the sponsors that are helping, you know, offset the cost, because the ticket price itself does not cover the expense of producing these shows. It has to come from the sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. And Lori, I guess your thoughts on how these scholarships are being used up at WVC.
Well, what I like about it is we're actually helping our community. And, you know, there's the thought process that if we have students that we're educating here, maybe they'll stay in the Valley and help our Valley grow in a more awesome way. And so I do like that aspect, that it's a complete circle, you know. And so I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thought.
Well, if you like big band swing music, mm-hmm. if you like Journey, if you like Def Leppard, Phil Collins and Genesis, if you like Bon Jovi, if you like any of those bands and that kind of music, boy, it's going to be a great summer concert lineup. So we're going to talk about those dates and those performances coming up and everything, what's not to like about the summer concert series up at Omi Gardens. First off, we're going to tell you how you can get tickets and let's start with how you can win some tickets through Country Financial. Lori, how can we do that?
Right. So I have a table that, with my sponsorship, comes a table of 8 seats. And so every week, I will be giving away 1 pair of tickets. And to call, all you need to do to, there's no obligation, no purchase necessary. So you could call my office at 509-663-3800. You can also go onto Facebook, look up my name, Lori Mooney, Country Financial, and you can enter to win. I haven't posted it yet on Facebook. I'll, setting that up for about June 20th. And my thought process is that every week I will give away 1 pair of tickets, and then on Monday I will announce who are the winners. And then they could come by the office and pick up the tickets. If they can't come by the office, I will meet them at the venue.
Okay.
At Omi Gardens.
Just kind of will call. Sure,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Lori Mooney, by the way, is Lauriee, right?
Yeah.
Mooney.
Yeah.
And again, the phone number?
509-663-3800. You could also even stop by my office at the corner of Shalana Mission. I'm right below Caldwell Banker, and it's a cute little office.
And you don't have that posted just yet?
Not yet on Facebook, right.
All righty. And, of course, tickets are at rlstickets.com. Again, that's all one word, rlstickets.com. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back and talk about the great concert lineup. But before we do that, let's talk about the experience of going to one of the shows. First off, Taste Buds has great food and beverages. And, of course, it wouldn't be a show without enjoying the show with maybe a great glass of wine or a bottle of wine. Tell me about that, Robert.
Well, we can't sell bottles of wine.
Oh, okay.
Because of the Liquor Control Board issues, but
and they listen to this show, so let's make sure we cover all the rules.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We feature a lot of Huron Estates. They're big, huge sponsors of ours, I should say, supporters of ours, and also Icicle Brewery with and some Bud product as well, and of course Weinstein Beverage. They handle all the non-alcoholics and energy drinks, and you know, Pepsi and water and that kind of thing. But Elisa's been with me from the beginning. You know, I've known her for a long time. She's like a little sister to me. And so I only made one phone call when I said, hey, would you like to be our hired caterer for this event? And I'm meeting with her actually at 1:30 today to go over the menu. So she has told me that she wants to start barbecuing again, so that's what we're banking on. It's an incredible barbecue.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Well, the gates open at 5, so you can come right after work.
Mm-hmm.
The concerts start promptly at 6:30, so dinner and all of that is covered with the Taste Buds there.
And you'll be pampered. I mean, if you can't find, you don't want to take a chance of not finding parking. We have hired Wenatchee Valley Shuttle. We're paying them to actually, you know, drive and shuttle people up there, right down at the base of the hill where, you know, where Wenatchee Power Sports and that area is, the post office and Weinstein. There's a big, huge signs, 4x8 signs that actually say concert shuttle parking and arrows where to go. And so you just have to go down there, and they'll pick you up and drop you off right at the front gate. And then at the end of the show, they'll take you right back down the hill and drop you off at your car. And, of course, works Jim. Your workout prescription.
There you go.
They are our ushers, so they help you down and take you to your seat. So from the time that you actually meet our volunteers and the front gate personnel to being, you know, taken to your seat, you're taken care of.
And of course, maybe you'll win Lori's tickets, and that's special seating. Special VIP treatment
right
there.
I've got a really nice table. Thank you, Robert.
Prime reserve seating.
Yes.
There you go. So take your time getting there and sitting and enjoy that with Lori from Country Financial. All righty, let's talk about a great lineup this year for the 2019. Summer Concert Series with RLS Productions. And by the way, this guy knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely knows how to stage a show, and all professionally done. So we'll come back and talk about the great lineup this year. And, boy, if you love some of these bands, you're not going to want to miss them this summer. First show coming up on June 27th. We'll talk about the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band leading it off this year for the 2019 Summer Concert Series at Elmy Gardens.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
All right, we are back with Lori Mooney from Country Financial, one of the great sponsors and supporters of the RLS Summer Concert Series up at Elmy Gardens, and, of course, Robert Sandage, who produces everything, and then his lovely wife, Rio, is the lead singer for the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band, 22 pieces, big band era classics from Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller. And that's the first show, June 27th. So a little more than 3 weeks away here, Robert.
Yep, it's coming right up on us. Time to get your tickets.
I know the tickets are always in premium demand for all these shows, and I know that one typically always sells out, so don't waste any time. I don't know that I've met Rio more than a time or two, but she just must be up there in her element when she's up there singing those songs. Does she sing these songs around the house? I mean, just what is that like around the house? Do you just kind of catch her singing some of this stuff?
The first time that I caught her singing was when we started our relationship. I guess I like to say that's how I discovered her, because I had just come off touring and working down in Texas on 6th Street, Hanning Row area. And I came back, decided to go back to college, and I heard this person singing, and I just went up to her and I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, real sheepishly, "You know, singing." And I said, "You need to be doing that professionally." She looked at me, "Really?" And so that was September 7th will be 32 years ago.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Helped her write a letter to the big band. They had a vocalist at the time, but she showed up wearing a yellow full-length outfit with yellow gloves up to her past her, you know, elbows, and yellow shoes, and she wears this, you know, she puts on the whole thing. So the presentation is actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And she plans on actually changing twice this time, so there's going to be some costume changes.
Costume change. How about that?
And we're filming her again, because I'm hoping to actually put together a DVD for her to help shop her a little more in some of these festivals around.
Wonderful. And then, of course, the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band, Thursday, June 27th, to kick off the series. So I've been mentioning some of the biggest names in rock music history, the tribute bands. How do you find these great tribute bands to come perform here, and how do you find them?
Well, a lot of the acts, either I know them because I'm like you, I'm a little long in the teeth, so I started performing at 16. Actually here, Kiefer was actually the first person to ever record me at Belmont's. Remember that place?
Yeah.
And so that was back in the mid-70s. And I toured on and off throughout the 80s, and then, of course, in the 90s, stopped touring in 04. So you just kind of get to know all the people, or a lot of people in the industry, from either sharing the stage with them or being, in that industry. So a lot of them actually have heard that we've been producing since 93, and they call me up and say, hey, if you ever got something going on, I'd like to be, considered. These cats, like the Infinity Project, and some of these newer acts, these guys are a little younger than I am, but they're actually considered the best, in my opinion, the best of west of the Mississippi, possibly even the East Coast, but there's some nice tribute bands on the East Coast, but on the entire West Coast area, we've picked up the hottest acts that actually form these tributes to Journey and Def Leppard and Genesis, Phil Collins, and Bon Jovi.
Well, so July 11th, so you're going to skip the Thursday, which is July 4th this year, so mm-hmm. that's good. Infinity Project, Journey tribute band, just think about all your favorite Journey songs.
That's amazing. And I will tell you, it's kind of hard to, you dance in your chair, but it is hard to stay still. It is so good. So good.
Yeah. Randy Lauren, who is actually the vocalist for that, is also the vocalist for the Phil Collins Genesis group. They're completely different guys, completely different groups, but, he actually is teaches vocals on the West Side, and the guy is just phenomenal. I mean, delivery mm-hmm. between those two voices, he does both of them spot on.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then following Thursday, July 18th, day after my birthday, Hysteria. They are a Def Leppard tribute band. So yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, these cats actually, they come, wearing the costumes of Def Leppard. They put on the wigs and wear the makeup, all that. And so you're going to actually see Def Leppard from the 80s, when it was almost a little bit glamish, but at the same time, you're hearing all the hits.
So you're hoping everyone that comes kind of dresses up 80s vintage era?
We're actually hoping that that people actually, for the entire series, come with the actual, whole costume thing. That's kind of cool.
That'd be fun. That really would. Okay, so then July 25th, again, Thursday shows, Invisible Touch. You recognize the Genesis song there. Phil Collins and Genesis, the tribute band, so you're going to get all those hits as well.
Yeah. They actually do this opening number that is so cool. I mean, it's about 5 minutes long, an opener, and the vocalist will walk through the crowd and basically be greeting everybody, and then walks up and takes the mic, and when they're going, it's zoom, 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 if you know anything about the group, you recognize the song, and it's like, then they bust right into it, and you have 90 minutes of nothing but just being punished with Genesis and Phil Collins.
Well, I'm going to that one. I'm going to be at our Cherry Creek Media table. Can't wait for that. And then Blaze of Glory, it's Bon Jovi on August the 1st.
That's our grand finale. And we are going to be bringing, I think, about five camera angles for that, for filming. We're bringing in Jazz Stream Records to multi-track record it. And hope to have that on television by the end of September, beginning of October. But, that's going to be one hell of a show.
Yeah. So, again, gates open at 5 p.m. The music starts at 6:30 for all of the concerts. RLSTickets.com. But you can win some tickets to any of these shows through Lori Mooney. Again, Laura, let's recap how you can enter to win.
On those prime reserve seats.
Yes. Absolutely. The table is amazing setup. And there's no purchase, no obligation. I do want to make that very clear. And you just call our office at 509-663-3800. Put your name down or let us know your name and phone number. Or you can go onto Facebook, and that'll be up probably around June 20th and every week. And we'll be giving away a pair of tickets. And so no cost. So unless you want to purchase something when you're there. But, yeah, no, it's going to be so much fun.
Just come relax and, bring a couple bucks for the catering and enjoy the gig.
Well, you're looking, and I will admit it, Robert, I will look you in the eye and say, I have never been to one of these. I'm going to be there this year.
You said that last year.
I confess.
Will.
I'll admit, here's why. I've been able to catch the show that you have on NCW Live Channel.
Right.
And so catch that if you can. You're showing some of the shows from past seasons.
We stopped them last week.
Okay. So folks have missed out. When are you going to get your new series on there?
It'll fire probably back up in September. I got to talk with Brenda and go over the schedule with Eric Granstrom.
You had a show that I watched on there, and it was a group that does a little bit of some Santana kind of stuff. I should have been there at that show.
Charlie Butts and the Filter Tips.
No, it wasn't them. They were
Milonga?
Milonga.
Yeah, okay.
And I went, man, those guys were really, really good.
Yes.
And I know that they were just typical of the high-quality performances, and I thought, boy, I missed the boat. I have missed the boat on these, and so I just can highly recommend any of these shows. That's why I'm going to be at the Phil Collins and the Genesis show.
There was actually a Kunga line at that one.
I saw the Kunga line.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to go through that, but that looked fun. It was fun to watch.
But we also have, the audio that we do for this is extremely high-end. We have line array systems. Everything's dialed in. With my performance agreements, they cannot perform over 87 decibel, which is very comfortable for listening, so that people aren't turning into cannon fodder by attending the show, and it's very, very high end.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that Robert, you are a professional drummer. That's you're a musician. That's what you did for many, many years. So I enjoy kind of seeing some of your Facebook posts about some of the music that you appreciate. So this guy knows what he's doing. It is a professional production, RLS Productions Concerts in the Gardens, held at Omi Gardens, rlstickets.com. You want to get them right now. And we'll come back and tell you why this series is so important to the future of Wenatchee Valley College, with a great group of sponsors and supporters in our community. We're back on the agenda after this.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
All right, just a couple of minutes to finish up with Robert Sandage from RLS Productions and Lori Mooney from Country Financial, one of the great sponsors and supporters. And, Robert, let me have you kind of, I know we don't have time to mention them all. We'd need 10 more minutes because you have such great support for this series, but I know you want to thank the people that are helping make this possible.
Yeah, Mike, with D.A. Davidson and Guild Mortgage, they're our top video and stage sponsors this year, and, of course, Country Financial. Kim.
Yes, Kim and I. Yep.
Yeah. And then also Haran Estates, and then also Heritage Memorial Chapel and the Confluence Health Friends Peonies and Town Chrysler, Jeep Dodge, Ram, and Localtel. And like I said, they're Caldwell Banker Works. We have several sponsors, and I can't do it, thank them enough. We just can't do this without them.
Well, to date, $48,000 has been donated to Wenatchee Valley College Foundation, $14,000 already awarded in scholarships since 2014. And we need to keep the ball rolling with the community support by attending. So you can get your tickets at rlstickets.com. com, and I guess there's two types of tickets. There's
you can buy the prime reserve seating that has not been taken up from sponsors, and those are pairs of reserve seats at a table. So the price you're looking at is for two tickets at a table, and a lot of folks like to have that because if they're buying food, they're not having to put it on their lap or anything like that for the general admission seating. There's really no bad seat in the house. It's just that the table is kind of nicer to have if you want to do that kind of thing. And then, of course, general admission, you can buy them one at a time or in groups or, you know, as many as you need while the tickets are available. And that's more row seating. Again, we do not oversell it. It's not like packed like, you know, sardines. It's very comfortable to be able to walk through and get, you know, navigate through the tables and the chairs and to be able to just visit. We also have a nice shaded area that we don't sell, we call it the moment in time area, where there's actually some seating there for you just to get out. And a lot of ladies like to go there and visit with each other and still hear the music in the background and, you know, enjoy a beverage in the shade. But typically by the time that the show starts, except for the very front row, it's pretty much you're in shade by the time the show starts. And within about 30 minutes after the show starts, everyone is in shade. And of course, even in the hot days up there, with the breeze going through that always goes through Omi Gardens and the trees actually cooling everything down, it's easily about 10 to 15 degrees, you know, sometimes as much as 15 degrees cooler than it is down here in the valley or in Wenatchee itself.
Can't wait. Yeah, the first show's coming up Thursday, June 27th with the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band. And then continuing after a break on Thursday, July 4th, July 11th, with Journey's Tribute Band Infinity Project. And continuing on July 18th, 25th, and August 1st. So get your tickets, rlstickets.com. And we'll have to say so long. We'll see you back in a couple of weeks. We'll talk a little bit more about the series.
Do I have a half a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I just want to say that the 22-piece big band that is the Swingin' Big Band, those guys are all really hot players. I mean, I enjoy the fact that my wife is the vocalist for it, but all those cats spend a lot of time, you know, learning their craft, and they're doctors, lawyers, and, you know, just regular cats that get together every week and put those charts together. So 22 guys, ladies and men coming together.
We have some amazing talent here, yes, that's for sure.
That's we do.
Robert, Lori, thanks for joining us
today.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Was fun.